It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter.
Good afternoon and welcome along to another, or good afternoon, good evening, good night. It depends what time you're listening to this podcast at. It is another edition of Opinions Matter with just myself, just Jeremy. Katie is not feeling well and Adrian is on holidays at the moment. So it's just myself and Amanda who will be taking the calls on this podcast. Now, if it's your first time listening to the podcast, you're very welcome along. Welcome to the family. We're all one big family here. And the reason I'm saying that is I met two girls at a gig I was doing last weekend, and they came up and they said, hey, Jeremy, we love the podcast. We listen to it. And it's always great for you guys. And if you ever do, if you ever are out in public or something and you bump into either myself or you bump into Adrian, that'd be mostly in the pub where Adrian would be or in the off license, or you bump into Katie in the underwear section of Dunn Stores. That's where she does her best work. If you ever bump into us, do come up and say hello and say that you enjoy the podcast, because it really puts a little pep in her step. Anyway, these two girls were at my gig the other night and they love the podcast. A big fan of Katie. Are you listening, Katie? She's listening to this at home. And a big fan of me. Not so much of Adrian, though. We'll get into that another time. But they only started listening to the podcast a couple of weeks ago and they're absolutely hooked on it. And we do forget that there's people coming in at all times listening to the podcast for the first time. So you're very welcome along if you are a new listener to this podcast. Now, I would just want to let you know about this. At some stage during today's podcast, I will mention something specific. And at the end of the podcast, I'll ask you a question about it. And if you answer the question correctly, you could win yourself one of these, which are the Opinions Matter merch, the Opinions Matter coffee cups. And they are coffee cups for your car, or if you're out walking or jogging, or although who'd drink coffee while you're jogging? You get it all over yourself. You end up with a scorched dimple, if that happens. But anyway, they're high, very well made, not made in a sweatshop or anything like that. Really well made, high design is what I mean. And you could win yourself an Opinions Matter coffee cup just by answering a simple question. So make sure you listen to the entirety of the podcast. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's podcast? As I said, so many of you have messaged us wanting us to talk about this, and I've never heard, we've been going through the messages that have been coming in already, we've never heard so many messages of anger, of upset. People are just absolutely devastated. And thank God for the people from My Lovely Horse Rescue who let the public know about these things. And we're good friends with Martine and the guys from My Lovely Horse Rescue. And yesterday they put up a photograph on their Facebook page, which we have on our Facebook page as well. And it's a very, very sad scene to see. It really is. And it's a photograph of Anne, a horse that died yesterday. Anne and her unborn foal. Now, according to My Lovely Horse Rescue, Anne was obviously pregnant with the unborn foal. The foal, the baby foal, was fully formed. And here's what we believe happened at this stage. So there was a drive at Dollymen Strand with at least six sulkies. Now, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the whole sulky issue, because this has really brought it to the fore. Myself and Adrian have been banging this drum for years about sulkies. And when we bang the drum, we're told you're anti-traveller. It's part of traveller culture. Now, I don't know if the people involved, yes, they were members of the travelling community, but sulky racing would be something that is connected with the traveller community. Anyway, Anne was part of that drive on Dollymen Strand, and apparently was seen collapsing about an hour before the main incident, and got back up to continue on the main road down by Sandymount. And apparently, from what we believe, Anne collapsed again and slid along the ground for 40 metres. Just imagine the pain of that. Absolutely horrific. Then it really starts to get more and more depressing. Anne was seen being whipped and kicked to get back up, but she couldn't get back up. Her abusers fled the scene into the bushes, leaving Anne to die. I find it very hard actually to read this, I have to say. I just get so, and I hate getting upset on this podcast, because you have to be professional at all times, and I'm trying to be professional, but it's horrific. Anyway, Anne was seen being whipped and kicked to get back up. by these animals. By the way, the only animals in this story yesterday were not the horses. They were the people who did this to that horse. Her abusers then fled the scene, chickens as they are, into the bushes, leaving Anne to die. And obviously, my lovely horse and all the animal welfare people arrived, but it was just too late. Anne was put to sleep. And again, you have to remember, this is actually Anne and the foal as well, the pregnant foal that was fully formed. Why was a horse that was near-term pregnancy being put in a race like that, or in a sulky race? Like, it's just horrific. And there's so many of you that want to talk about this. We've opened the lines to you. You can send us a WhatsApp, 085-825-2626. And again, my apologies for getting upset about this. It's just, I hate animal cruelty. And this is just horrific. And as I said, myself and Adrian have been banging this drum for years about sulky racing. And when we do, we are criticised for being anti-traveller, or it's only animals. People actually say that. People actually say that, that it's only an animal. But why has there not been a clampdown on sulky racing? Because I see it. If I see it, I see it at least once a week. Not always a race, but I see sulkies on the main roads. I see it at least once a week. So you almost see it as well. And about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. Yeah, it would have been about 3 weeks ago. I was driving up by Clochrane, just at the roundabout there before the airport. And you regularly see them. And this was two lads, two big lumps of shit. That's what they were, and I'll be honest with you. Two big fat fellas on a sulky cart, whipping the bejesus out of the horse on a main road at Clochrane roundabout at 5 o'clock in the evening when the traffic was absolutely insane. And that poor horse... And people will come on and they'll say, oh, the horses look well, they're well looked after, they're well looked after. My point is, the majority of these sulky owners do not give a shit about their animals. And yesterday is a clear example of how sulky racing just needs to be cut out straight away, immediately. We need to get rid of it. It may be a part of Irish culture for certain communities. I don't care. I don't give a shit. If it's part of your culture, it needs to be gone and it needs to be made illegal. And the guards need to grow a pair of balls. And when they see these things taking place, they need to shut them down straight away. They need to raid fields where these horses are being kept by these people. I'm not talking about stables where people have actually paid for livery for stables. I'm talking about fields where these horses are being kept to be run into the ground by racing on main roads. They need to raid them, take the horses off them and put them into proper care. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626, send us a WhatsApp and we will get back to you. Now, the first message that I want to play, it's from a listener to the podcast called Debbie, and she's really, really upset. And we were in two minds, myself and Amanda, about whether or not to play this. And I said, yes, we have to play this because this is upsetting. But this is real life, okay? This is Debbie's reaction to what happened yesterday.
Hi guys, and seeing the post and the photo, I'm absolutely heartbroken. I'm so upset, I can't stop crying because I honestly can't believe that we live amongst people like that, that are so awful. Like an animal suffering like that and losing its life for the entertainment of awful people. I just don't know what to say. It's just so distressing, and sometimes you just don't have words. I'm honestly really, really upset since I saw it, and I cannot understand how we live amongst people like this and how people can be so horrible. Guys, I have so much to say, but I just can't. I'm honestly really upset. I would say more, but I'm just not able to. The photo just really got to me. I just don't understand why people like this are not up in court, and if it's known who they are, why aren't they being punished for it? Because, like, an animal is after losing its life, and it's not the first, and it probably won't be the last. I'm honestly just devastated.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, you heard before the break there, very upset Debbie, and she's not the only one. We're going to hear from a lot of people I'm very upset now, and I'm actually angry as well, because just as we were playing that, a message came in from Terry, and we're trying to get Terry on. Probably won't come on, but Amanda's going to... Amanda, in fact, keep ringing until he answers the phone, because Terry says, it's tradition. You're so anti-traveller, Jeremy. Shame on you for trying to stir shite and turn people against the travelling community. Sorry, Amanda, can you try and ring him? Seriously. I'm not trying to stir shite at all. I didn't stir the shite. I was not the one responsible for that horse being left to die on the side of the road. I don't even know if members of the travelling community were involved with that sulky race, but I do know sulky racing is something that is goes hand in hand with a lot of members of the travelling community. So don't throw that shit at me, Terry, that I'm trying to stir up shite. I'm speaking facts here. I'm speaking facts that we literally have a horse and its foal that were left at the side of the road while these chickens ran off into the bushes because they couldn't hang around and actually, you know, try and help the animal. As soon as the animal went down on the ground, it was useless to them then and they left it alone. So don't come at me with your bullshit, Terry. Sorry, let me go to Maeve. Maeve, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Maeve, it's on Opinions Matter. How are you? Jeremy, I feel the same as you. When I saw that picture, you know, that poor little horse and all that was done to it, and I'm so angry that it can be done. And I wish you would get Terry on the phone because, you know, he's going to go on about anti-traveller and anti-traveller's customs and all that. But when in reality, it's anti-horrible action is what it is. And that can apply to anybody. So, Terry, if he has the balls, get on, you know?
Oh, we're going to keep on ringing him until he answers the phone. Because that's really after annoying me. It really has. And it's nothing.
That's the only defence people have, though, Jeremy. You know, that's the only defence they have, where people are going to slag off the travellers and our culture and our customs and all of that. But, that's the only defence. There's nothing else to say. Nothing can justify that. Nothing at all. That was a horrible thing. Heartless, cruel thing that they did to that poor animal and all the other animals. You know, it's not the only one, poor Elan and her baby. You know, it's just awful that they can do that.
How often do you...
I think it's quite fun. Oh, we'll whip her up. Get up there now, you know, and whip her and kick her and abuse her all the way down the road.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, 40 metres or something she was supposed to have flagged along the road, 30 to 40 metres. And I was saying to my teenage daughter, a door in the house is 2 metres. So just imagine how much a poor little animal fell or was thrown down the road.
Yeah, she was given no dignity. She literally wasn't. And then, as I said, the little... Those abusers didn't even have the balls to hang around. They literally fled the scene, leaving Anne to die.
I wouldn't even call them animals. Chickens, you said, you know, that would be putting it kindly.
How often do you see this sulky racing? Do you see it going on our roads?
Well, I used to, you know, when I lived in Dublin. Now I moved out a bit rural, but it would be a common enough thing in Dublin, yeah. Yeah, and then the horses then just left around and fields tied up, and you can see them in bad condition, and, you know, they're obviously not loved. No love for those animals.
Have you ever seen the guards actually stopping one of these things or pulling one of these over? Because I haven't. And I'm telling you now...
Actually, no, I haven't. And I've seen clips, you know, of them going down the M50 motorway and stuff like that, you know, and then the guards there, but as a traffic calming measure or whatever like that, but nothing ever done to, you know, the perpetrators of this. I haven't.
And that's the gas thing. If you drove down the road with no tax in your car, you'd be pulled over straight away.
That's exactly it, or whatever, a couple of kilometres over the limit or whatever like that, or a dodgy tail light or whatever, you'd be pulled straight away. Good point, Jeremy, yeah.
So I wonder why on Garda Síochána, or especially the policing unit on Garda Síochána, are so unwilling to take this on.
Well, they could be just, you know, they need it's resources then, I suppose, and getting it, you know, they're forced together to, you know, go in and onto a site or onto whatever, you know, place and you know, arrest these people.
So it's more hassle than
it's and all of that, you know.
So it's probably more hassle than it's worth. Stay there for a second, Maeve. Now, I'm actually shocked because, in fairness, Amanda, probably, many times you ring him, about 15 times. Terry sent that message saying in his tradition, saying, accusing me of being anti-traveller, asking me to apologise. Shame on you for trying to stir the shite. Terry, you've surprised me, but you're on the line. First of all, thanks for coming on.
You're a shit storer, Jeremy. An absolute shit storer. You're so anti-traveller, it's unbelievable. This shit, the horse and cart has been around.
First of all, calm down for a second. First of all, calm down. Are you a member of the travelling community?
No, I'm not a member of the travelling community, but I have a lot more respect for them than you do, but it sounds like it. Going on, like the horse and cart's a bad thing. It's, the horse and cart is over like 200, 300 years in this country, long before there were fucking motorways. There was horses and carts, and the lads on the sulkies. And no, don't get me wrong, I feel sorry for the horse.
No, that's
but you seem to be tiring all the traveller community with the one bush here.
Sorry,
there's
who?
Absolutely nothing wrong with a horse and cart.
Sorry, first of all, hang on a second, because I take grave exception to that. At what point did I say every member of the traveller community is involved in sulky racing? At what point?
It's the way you're going on about it. The way you're going on about it, it's something bad that it should be gone from Irish society. Like you even see, if you go to any of the shops around Dublin that are selling all the Irish trinkets, the leprechauns and all the rest of it, you'll see many postcards with a horse and a fucking cart because it's part of Irish tradition.
Yeah, but I've
listened to this show a long time, and this has been discussed before about the young fellas racing on them and all of that. Say if that what you will, but you seem to have a very anti-traveller mentality about you. Anything that they stand for you. I think you just want them fucking gone, Jeremy. You're an absolute disgrace. A disgrace to this country. Saying what you're saying about the travelling community. They're bread and butter. They're salt of the earth, they are. And don't get me wrong, there's good and bad now. I'll tell you what, I hope they get a fucking hold of you. That's for sure.
Oh, here we go. Here's the threats now. Okay, first of all, you said about the postcard showing the horse and carts. You know what they did?
Yeah.
You know what the postcards don't show? The postcards don't show a dead horse with an unborn foal inside it lying on the side of the ground because it was left to die.
Don't get me wrong. It's sad. It's very sad. But everyone coming on crying about a fucking horse. It's a horse. All right, I guess that it died a horrible death, and I didn't like to see it, and I saw the picture, and my heart went out to it. But can we cop the fuck on? The people are talking about getting them off the motorways. You were talking about the Gardaí getting the ball 5 minutes ago. For what?
Because it's breaking the law. They're not insured. What? They shouldn't be on the road.
Insured? We just fucking stop the horse and cart over 300 years. Probably even more than that in this country. And just because they built motorways since, they can pay insurance.
Okay, how would you...
You're all shy, Jeremy.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I do.
So how would you feel if you were driving down by the airport, one of the back roads, with the kids in the back of the car or whatever, and one of those sulkies hit into your car and ended up landing one of your kids in hospital? How would you feel then?
That'd be a little bit different. If anything hit me car and one of your kids ended up in hospital, if a fucking pigeon hit me car, I'd be pissed off at the pigeon. But if I saw a sulky on the road, the horse and carts and all the fellas, the first thing I'd say to the kids, oh, your kids, look at that. Isn't that deadly? Irish tradition. That's what it is. And nobody's talking about that aspect. They're all crying over a dead fucking horse.
And they're right to cry over the horse. They're right to
It's sad. It's sad and all. But sulkies aren't and should not be going anywhere. It's the bread and butter of Ireland.
It's the bread and butter of Ireland.
Bread and butter of Ireland. It's an Irish tradition, and long may it continue. As long as the horses are looked after, I'm all right.
Well, this fucking horse, God forget it, I'm sorry, this fucking horse wasn't looked after. It was left on the side
of
the road.
It's one fucking horse, Gary. It's one horse. And the way everyone's going on is that the whole thing should be done. Horses and carts, the sulky races and all the rest of it. No! By all means, let them be. Look at the tourism industry. Tourists, all the Yanks come over here, they see the lads in the horse and carts, and they're making a fucking killing out of it. Because they like it, they enjoy it. And you might get one or two bad apples in the travelling community that don't look after them.
I didn't mention,
they should be hanging their heads in shame.
I didn't mention bad apples in the travelling community. I said, if you were, I don't know, were you listening to the start of this podcast?
Okay, well then
you must have been, your brain must have been dipped out when you heard when I said this, because I said, I don't even know if the people involved in that yesterday were members of the travelling community. However, sulky racing is something, as you said, your own words, that has been associated with the travelling community for years. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if the people involved yesterday, they weren't in work anyway because they had plenty of time.
I think, Jeremy, it's not a stretch. I think it would be safe to assume that they're from the travelling community. But the way the travelling community has been spoken about by you on this show
Hang on, hang on. That's your assumption that they're members
of
the
travelling community. You're always at it. You're a shite daughter. That's all you are.
Stay there for a second. If you want to get in, I'm literally going to lose my patience. With this fella. Here is Patricia.
Sorry, lads. Is that Terry listening to the same podcast as we all are?
Clearly not.
What the fuck? What the hell has anti-travelling got to do with that poor horse dying like that? I mean, is he for real? I don't know, is he trying to justify it? Does he think it's okay? I mean, the focus should be on the horse and the foal and their suffering and this type of stuff, and he's going on about you being anti-traveling. I wouldn't even give him the time of day. I mean, seriously, he's 15 sandwiches short of a bleeding picnic, that gobshite.
Well said. Let me go to Catherine. Catherine, you're fuming listening to Terry, are you?
Oh my God, that man you just had on. You know, has he ever heard of evolution? Like, grow up and evolve. I'm Catherine Woods, animal activist, vegan, volunteer at Husky Rescue Ireland. There is no way horses should be in the city. They cannot cope with the fumes, the noise, the beating. Personally, I've called the guards to hundreds and hundreds of sulky races over the years, all the travelling community. That's it, all of them, every single one of them. I've been into sites with different rescues that supported. I've taken dogs out that were skeletons. My opinion is the person who did this to the horse should get life imprisonment. No other option. We need to get the horses out of the city. The city is no place for any animals. No animal is ours to use, abuse, exploit.
But hang on, Catherine. Catherine. According to Terry, it's part of, what did you say, culture or tradition? What was it, Terry?
It's a bit of both. It's a part of the Irish tradition, the traveller tradition. It's all of that. And just because there's roads now in Dublin, what, they should just... I mean, the travelling community look after those horses. We've seen some very healthy horses.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm very sad.
Well, listen, if you want to go down that fucking road, there's horses getting whipped up and down Leopard's Town every week. And I don't see everyone giving out about that shite.
Oh, we do.
You know what I mean?
We do.
People need to be consistent with our outrage on this. If you want to ban horses in the city, if you want to ban sulky in the horse and carts, you should ban horse racing fucking totally, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you.
Be consistent in your outrage.
Yeah. I agree with you. Ban 300 years in this country. Yeah, so evolve, Jerry. Grow up and evolve. Be a man and stop abusing animals.
By the way, I just want to say, because I don't want to be sued by Terry as much of a dickhead as he is. Terry does not abuse animals himself, Catherine. Can I just say that for the record?
No, I'm just saying in general, people need to stand up for animals. I mean, we can all shout over everyone and swear. That doesn't make our point come across any more valid. There is no reason in this day and age, in the evolution, we have cars, we have bicycles, there's other modes of transport. We have to stop abusing animals. The poor horses that are used for the horse and cart industry, we demo against them. We demo against the greyhound. We demo against the horse racing. Vegans are changing the world. We will stop the animal exploitation. The person that did that horse was dragged. I couldn't even watch it. I was in tears.
Horrific.
The scumbag, the vermin, and I had in block at the capital, the vermin who did that to the horse, knew that horse was pregnant. She was dragged something like 40, 50 metres. Yep. When she was pregnant, and the foal was trying, she was trying to give birth, and the little scumbag vermin was beating her, according to somebody who got it on camera. And there are cameras in the area, and I hope the guys get them.
Oh, so do I.
Hope they're named and shamed. And I hope they do life in prison, because unless we make an example of these vermin, and I can't say the word loud enough, they are the scum of our society. Anyone who abuses an animal doesn't deserve to live in society.
Now, in fairness, I think Terry did agree with that. But Terry, let me ask you a question. Did you think, forgetting about what happened to Anne the horse and all that, do you think it's acceptable to have a heavily pregnant horse involved in a sulky race?
No, I don't. But listen, and this is one case. I've seen those horses and they look absolutely beautiful with the horse and carts and the travellers there with them. Now, in many cases, they're very well looked after.
No, this one wasn't.
Not one wasn't, but this is what I'm saying. You can't. Like, you were talking only 5 minutes ago about having them pay insurance if they're on the motorway, like.
Yes.
Because how old is the M50? No, 25 years, 30 years old.
Okay, this is the old argument. I'll come back to you in a second, Catherine. This is the old argument that gobshites like you come up with, where you say, the horses were around before the rounds. The horses were
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Did you go on your holidays last year?
We did, yeah.
Where'd you go?
Lanzarote.
How'd you get there?
I flew over.
But hang on, the birds were around before planes in the sky. How dare you? How dare you use a plane? What about the poor birds? It's all tradition.
Hold on a second. If you want to get from A to B, you can get on a horse and cart, Jeremy.
No, but you're saying...
What point are you trying to make here? I'm trying to get the same on a horse and cart, you clown.
I'm trying to say your argument... Well, you should go off. If I had my way, I'd pack you on a sulky over to Lanzarote never to come back.
What are you talking about?
The point I'm trying to make is that argument that you say is the rounds are now... The M50's only 20 years old and the horses are around for hundreds of years. That's a bollocks.
Why should the traveling community have to change their way way of life over 300 odd years because there's a few roads being built and Dublin is being pedestrianised and all. Why?
Because
why should they have to change their whole way of life because
you don't drive to work in the morning, do you?
And now I don't have a horse and cart. If I had a horse and cart, I'd fucking bring it to work.
Absolutely. You drive to work in the morning. You literally drive, as you said, and now you're saying that the roads are just for horses.
Well, no, I'm saying that the horses should be allowed on the roads with the horses. As long as they're being looked after. I have absolutely no issue with them whatsoever. But none whatsoever.
I have to say
they're abusing the animals, then I don't have any truck with that. And like I said earlier on, when this conversation with you, my heart went out to the poor thing.
However,
and the girl who was on there rightly said that whoever was involved in that should be punished. And they absolutely should be punished.
Yeah.
But there's no issue for me with horse and carts and sulkies and all of that. The world has changed around them,
What was the event taking place yesterday that led to the death of the horse? What was that called? What was happening?
So if you're at an event and there's a death at the event, the whole event should be cancelled for here and forever and for always.
No, but it was a sulky event. It was a sulky event that was happening.
Right, and Ayrton Senna died in what? What did he die in back in 1994?
Formula One.
So should we cancel Formula One then as well?
The point is, if you're going to make that comparison...
I didn't make it, you did.
Okay, well, you're talking about Ayrton Senna and Formula One. Shut your mouth for a second. You're talking about Ayrton Senna there. He chose to get behind the wheel of a car and drive a Formula One car. That horse yesterday, Anne, had absolutely no say in the matter. She was forced to run while heavily pregnant with a foal in her stomach, was forced to run.
That is heartbreaking, but there's horses forced to run every week in this country, every single week, and nobody has an issue with that.
It's
because they can win a few bob.
You know what?
Hypocrite.
I'll say
you'll be out at the fucking Leopardstown with you and your top mates, the D4 heads. I say you're out there every week, are you?
Never been to a horse race in
that. Actually, do you know what? Actually, while we're on the subject, I heard you and Adrian had a Christmas party some years ago and you went to the dogs.
Yeah,
at Shelbourne, didn't you, Jeremy?
Yeah, I did.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you enjoy those poor greyhounds running their bollocks off, nearly having heart attacks? Did you love it?
Stay there for a second, mouth. Shane, what do you want to say on this?
lads, do you know what? I think this topic is going off what the topic is. The topic is, I don't know. We don't even know if it was a traveller guy was driving these sulkies. So, since I've been listening to the podcast today, it's all about travellers. Well, you are giving the travellers a bad name, and we don't even know if it was the travellers.
No,
that's
my
first point. The second point is, we have to put the blame on Dublin City Council on this, lads, and the Garda. They're doing nothing. I was only reading up on this podcast before we got on the phone today. They were allocated 7.8 million last year for welfare. Where is that money going? I even walking dogs in the park, I don't see any dog wardens. I don't see anything like that. Where is that 7.8 million going? Who's getting it? Now, they say it's going to charities, but the charities can't enforce what DCC and the police can do. We have to tail it back here and blame the people that are not doing the right work, and in my eyes, DCC welfare, animal welfare are doing fuck all, and same with the guards. The guards are probably afraid to go into half of these estates where sulkies are.
Okay,
now, I don't believe we should take all sulkies off the road because, as I said, and as Terry said, you look at Genesis there, it's fucking thriving with lovely horses that are well looked after, so we can't.
That's not sulky racing, though. They're horse and carts, they're bringing tourists around.
Yes, but they're going to, but come here, as I said, it's not sulky racing, but it's the same type of thing. We can't ban sulky racing because.
Yes, we can. Yes, we absolutely. Yes, we can.
Jeremy, it's not going to happen, mate. And let's call a spade here. If you think because of one horse died that the circulation is going to be banned, you're mad. Sure, I'm not being bad. Look at what happened to scramblers 2 weeks ago, and they're bringing in new laws. They brought in laws in 2023 to stop scramblers, and there's nothing getting done. And it's going to be the same here. We need to ask the money that's getting allocated to DCC from the government, 7.8 million in December 2025, was given to charities, and they're not doing enough work with the money. I'd like to know where that money has gone. It can't be for shelters.
No, I don't know why sulky races are allowed to happen. There was a video that appeared on the N7 a couple of years ago.
And they shouldn't be allowed on roads. I agree with that. They should be put down the likes of Laytown Beach or something once a month, like Smithfield Market, something like that, where they're organised and planned by the welfare, by the police, everything like that.
Oh, no.
But you're not going to stop it.
No,
if you don't have anything like that, if you don't have somewhere to raise them, they're going to raise them on the street.
No, but hang on. According to Terry,
these horses for mad money.
Sorry, Terry, do you think these sulkies belong on our roads, do you?
I don't, it's a sulky Now, listen, I think a sulky race on the M50 or the M7, wherever you want to put it, is irresponsible and it shouldn't happen. Maybe they, I'll tell you what they should do, Jeremy, though. This is just an out there thought. Maybe they should build an arena somewhere like Glenkink, Cherrywood, where they can actually have sulky races instead of ice hockey. And ice hockey rinks are putting in there, something bloody Irish.
You're right. I don't want my taxes going on a pastime that's now outdated and that is animal cruelty. So my taxes, I actually pay.
Outdated. Then I'll tell you the thing I said 10 minutes ago. You need to be consistent in your outrage. If you're going to do that, you need to get rid of horse racing, greyhound racing, any sort of animal racing in the whole country. I'll tell you, that'll go down like a lead balloon, Jeremy.
I'm not a huge fan of horse racing, to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever... And I have been to the dogs. I'll put my hands up and say yes.
You're a hypocrite. Look at that.
I'm the hypocrite, am I?
Yeah. You know how many greyhounds have died over the years doing those, Jeremy? Loads of them.
Give me the figure. How many?
And there you are. No, I haven't got the stats. You can Google them yourself because it is a fact. And facts don't care about your feelings, pal. But you were there at the dogs making your feel bog. Oh, God, cheering them all on. You think those greyhounds enjoy that? Chasing that fucking fake rabbit around the place? No, they don't. They don't. And they're trained. They're trained every week to within an inch of their fucking lives just so the owners can make a few bucks.
It's funny now.
And there you were drinking your fucking woo-woos or whatever poxy drink you drink and you're cheering them on. You're a hypocrite. It's the highest order. Well, Be consistent in your outrage, Jeremy.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you're so worried about the greyhounds but don't give a shit about the horses. Stay there for a second. Here is Martin. Hey, Martin.
Afternoon, Jeremy. I won't be able to come on today. My views are very similar to yesterday's podcast. If there is a designated place, perfectly fine. And as long as the horses are well looked after. But you see, you cannot criticise any part of traveller culture without being tarred with the brush that you're being discriminatory against them. Simple as that. But just a little one for you there as well. It's actually very hard to find someone to help a horse in need. Where I was in college, down in Ballyjane's Backwards, as you'd call it, there was one across the road, and all it was on was fucking waste ground. That's the only thing to say. Myself and the housemates tried to get in contact with the local ISPCA, and they were just like, yeah, we only help cats and dogs, but look, you know, just Google a horse charity. That's what we were told. So it is very hard to help a horse in need, which some of them just don't look after these horses at all. So yeah, if it's a designated area and the horse well looked after, by all means, but get off the main road.
Robert, just in the in relation to Terry's suggestion that we build an arena, by the way, I do not want my taxes going on that. Build an arena, fuck off, says Robert. That's for you, Terry. Let the travellers buy some land themselves and hold the events if they want to.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Maura, you work with horses and you've been listening to what Terry's been saying. What do you make of his argument?
I mean, to race a horse, a mare that's in foal, is absolutely shocking.
It is. And and the owners would have known that, wouldn't they? They would have known that the...
Well, this is the thing. Are they educated enough? You know, instead of... It's not just travellers... It's normal old Joe folks that are racing these sulkies as well, you know.
And that's why we do not know if they were members of the travelling community. And for Terry to accuse me of being anti-traveller is absolutely ridiculous.
I've come across all walks of life in the horsey world, and I've met people with money that don't look after the horses, and also people, you know, some of the travelling community have beautiful horses. You know, so it's just a minority of people. It's not, you know, I don't know, educate them.
And you can't
bring them in, make them do a course when they get a horse. I don't know, something, you know.
You can't educate these clowns.
It's awful what happened. No, absolutely no horrendous one. What
okay,
happened.
You're saying about
and the horse was chipped. The horse was chipped. So obviously that's registered to somebody.
Yeah. These people will be found. But you're saying educate them. All the education in the world isn't going to educate these people. They literally, from what we believe, from the reports from My Lovely Horse Rescue, when Anne fell down on the ground and was dragged for 30, 40 metres, she was being whipped and kicked to get back up. No amount of education.
I'm just, like, you know, I've learned stuff from people that didn't have trainers like we did, and lessons, and people, you know, training us to ride horses. They learned from, you know, their grandfathers, their fathers, their mothers, you know, their uncles, you know. And I've often had to pick up the phone and to those people and say, look, what do you think of this? You know, I've come, I've had them, seen them, and my jaw's dropped. Thank God they really know their stuff, you know. A lot of them do look after their horses, you know.
Now,
it's just,
what about Terry's argument that they belong on the roads, that they were here before the cars?
Look, there was a track there in Port Marnock, wasn't there? And they had that place for the racing, and that went. They used to have a place in Port Marnock.
So would you like I'm clear, Terry, you want Air Taxis to go on a big stadium for them to do sulky racing, is that correct?
Well, listen, there's talk of an ice hockey rink, I think it is, going into Cherrywood.
Yeah.
Ice hockey. That's like a fucking Canadian sport or something. Why not put Irish in there? Like she said in Port Marnock.
The horses died in the hunt, you know. Last week there was 4 horses died in a hunt, you know, as well. So, you know, it's all across the board.
I've seen many a horse at a cart and a sulky, and 99.9% of those horses are very well looked after. They're very well looked after. This is a sad case.
I do know people
only
that
one
have
fucking
sulky,
horse.
And they
only
are
one horse, lad.
It's shocking what happened.
Are you listening to me? Stop telling us to calm down over this incident of horrific animal cruelty. Stop.
I mean, were they kids? Were they teenagers?
Doesn't matter.
Do you know? You just don't know.
But you're part of the
course. Horse sulky racing is a tradition. They need to race. I imagine there was a video on the, I think it was the N7 some years ago.
But there is professional sulky racing. It does happen. In America, but they're all, you know, there is sulky racing that professional. I know people that do it professionally.
It's dying out in this country because the likes of Jeremy there giving out about it because of one horse. One fucking horse.
So do you have a personal issue with me or something like that? Could you keep directing that?
No, but it shouldn't have happened. You know, it really shouldn't have happened. And look, all I'm saying to you, it's not fair to tar everybody with the same brush, you know.
Thank you, Moira.
Because
Back to you, Terry, again.
Sorry, I was just saying to thank you, Moira.
I get that.
Someone backing you up on this.
No. She's not backing you up for 1 second there. Nobody is tarring one group of people with the same brush. At what point in this podcast did anybody say all travellers are responsible for what happened yesterday? Who said that? I'm not the first one to say it.
On a voice note saying that it's become a very anti-traveller thing, and he's right, and that's what I thought as well, and that's what a lot of people think at the moment, especially with you, Jeremy, the hypocrite that goes to the dogs.
Oh, yeah, obsessed again with the dogs. No, this is not an anti-traveller discussion, okay? For the last time, it's not an anti-traveller discussion.
You want to ban a tradition in this country because of one dead horse, Jeremy. You've been given out about the sulkies. What if this happened? What if that happened? It's long before you and I were ever born, this was happening. And people are trying to get rid of this in our country. And it's wrong. Especially now, and it's always when things like this happen, and sad as it is, when something like this happens, the likes of you and everyone else on the fucking radio go, oh, ban this, ban that. Yet they're never consistent in their outrage. They'll gladly go to Leopardstown. They'll gladly go to Shelbourne races. And they'll give out about the sulkies. And I don't understand that. It's hypocritical. It really is.
Are you done? Are you finished?
I'm only getting fucking started on a new path.
Here, if you're using this as a personal attack just on me, you can go and piss off, okay? Hang up the phone because
piss yourself off.
No, cut yourself off. Go on, have the balls to cut yourself off. Oh, he's gone. Yeah, she did hang up. And that was not me hanging up on him. He hung up on me. And that is the truth. Because I'm not going to sit here and just be personally attacked because I went to Greyhound Racing about 8 years ago. Laura, how are you?
I'm grand. Yeah, it's shocking hearing that about the second horse.
Yeah, it really is. And then to have people like that saying, it's terrible what happened to the horse, but it's part of tradition. Like, that's ridiculous.
Like, if that's the thing you're saying about they're looking after horses, first of all, she was pregnant, so they shouldn't have got her to race in the first place. You know, That's the zero thing I don't
absolutely
understand.
Like you don't see heavily pregnant women running the 100 metres in the Olympics. It doesn't
you know,
happen.
Type of thing. Yeah, like, and they didn't give her a crap about her either. Like, you know.
I just don't get the there's so many comments coming in now saying that why would you ban it over just one incident? Can you explain to people why it should be banned? And it's not just one incident. Wasn't there a horse a couple of months ago just before Christmas that ran into the back of a bus in O'Connell Street as well? Like, people forget how many incidents there are with animal cruelty.
Yeah, no, it's very shocking, and just with him kind of defending the whole tradition thing. Maybe the traditions need to change, you know, well, the welfare of the animals.
No, I think this is a tradition that needs to be got rid of. And I think the Gardaí need to say enough is enough. When we see this happening, that we just stop it. We nip it in the bud. We stop these people from racing like that. Thanks for your call, Laura. So many people that want to get in on this. Here is Darren.
Oh, hey, I'm fucking sick of hearing these morons saying they're all looked after. No, they're fucking not. To own a horse, you have to have land. Not be sitting in a fucking estate. Absolute scumbag, that's all they are. If you're proper into your horses, go buy some land or go rent some land to use the horse, not on the fucking road. Scumbags.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Let me go to Robbie. How are you, Robbie? You're on Opinions Matter.
As I said on Facebook, it's not just an isolated incident. It's one we've seen. But many horses have probably died in the field over the past, like, let's say, 6 months that nobody saw. But, you know, because it was out the beaten track. Horse that Ward looked after. We all know when a topic like this was covered a couple of years ago with the racing, there was people on saying that they look after horses. Yes, there are people who look after the horses. They have, you know, to keep them stables or they have the land. But there are an awful lot of people out there who don't. And they're the people that should be, you know, have the animals removed.
And Amanda's just sent me the link for this story that I knew I wasn't dreaming it. It was actually last February, and the video was circulated fairly widespread at the time. A horse-drawn sulky crashed into a bus on O'Connell Street in a shocking video. So who in God's name thought it was a good idea to ride a sulky down O'Connell Street in the middle of...
The people who are doing this, they don't care about anyone else. You know, they don't care about tradition. They're doing it because they can, and if the guards stop them, look what happened to them, because they just throw up the race card, the anti-traveller card. And you know, everyone's saying it's not a traveller issue. How many people who are not of the travelling community have you ever seen involved in any level of sulky racing?
To be honest with you, I don't know, because I've never spoken to someone who's involved in it. I do know it is something that is associated with the traveling community, obviously. I don't know.
But if it was on a track, you know, people were like, you know, that that one of the callers there, he was talking about the Leopardstown. Like, I think a lot of those horses live better lives than we do. But if the sulky racing was on a track, in a designated area where the horses were looked after, you weren't going to hit any, you weren't going to be risking hitting anybody, I don't think people would have an issue. In fact, you can watch sulky racing on telly. I think it's over in Australia they do it, and it's televised, and people down it.
You see, they do it for fun. That's why they do it. They do it out on the road because it's breaking the law, you know. Like the video a couple of years ago, them all on the N7, there was like 50 different sulkies on the N7. Legging it up and down like one of the main roads in Ireland. And I was like, who rubbed their two brain cells together and said, I think it'd be a good idea to do this?
But they call it culture. Like, as I said in the voice note, if you look through history, like I googled this, I wanted to see, like, you know, what were the most famous cultural things that were being banned over the world. And I found that, I don't know if you ever heard of Japanese foot binding.
No.
They used to bind women's feet and crush them. They'd be only, like, you know, half as old as what normal feet are.
Okay.
And, geez, you know, from a young age, and their feet would grow up mangled, so they couldn't walk properly. And that was considered culture, and it was considered normal. Let's wrap that back to how the world would be.
Yeah, I know. That's why, you know, when people that make that argument, you know, about it's part of a culture, like 20 years ago, up until 20 years ago, it was culturally acceptable to smack the arse off your kids and to take the belt to your kids.
I think that's probably what's wrong with a lot of fucking kids nowadays, but that's a different topic.
No, that is it. That's for tomorrow, Robbie. We'll talk about that later. Thanks very much for your call. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get through as many as possible. Let me go to Jenny. How are you, Jenny?
No, how are you? I was waiting to get on.
Sorry, Badon, I know you're very angry. What was your reaction when you saw that photograph of Anne the horse?
I was sick of it, and I wish people would stop saying it's a culture thing, and it's horse shit. Pardon my pun, it's absolutely horse shit. And Terry, grow the fuck up and cop yourself on and educate yourself. And I tell you, he's lucky he's off the phone now and I'm on it.
Well, sorry, by the way, I didn't hang up on him. He hung up on me.
No, he hung up. I was listening. I was listening. He hung up now because he probably knew I was fucking coming on. Sorry, I'm going to... If you don't like language, take me off because I do, Kurt.
No, I love language. You give me as much language as you want.
Sorry?
What would you say? I'm sure he's... Well, I don't know if he's still listening, but if he's still listening, what would you like to say to him?
Educate himself. And I think he does something like that himself, and I pity the poor pigeon that ever drove into his car. But he was lessening the life of a horse compared to his children. And I just, unless he has one-to-one with these travellers, I'm involved in animal rescue. I have had one-to-one with them. And let me tell you, they will take the eyes out of your head. The horse shit, now I keep saying horse shit, that I have had to listen to them. Oh, it wasn't my dog, it was my brother's dog. That's why I said, tying pregnant dogs to my gate. And I had to look after all of them. And they would take the bread out of your hand. And I will say as well, the horse and cart being on postcards, is he the one talking about the countryside where they would carry bales of hay, the old Ireland?
Yeah,
that's... Wasn't Salukis. I've never seen a postcard with Salukis or Salukis on it.
No, I don't know what postcard. Sorry, hang on a sec. He is on the... Sorry, Amanda just told me he is on the other line, so your wish is going to come true. Sorry, by the way, you hung up on me at that time, Terry. I didn't hang up on you.
Oh, yeah. Load of bollocks. You hung up on me. So, yeah, you're welcome. I will come back on your show, Jeremy. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
When I got you out of the kitchen, you left. Have you had any experience? Now, don't come for me, because I'm not the one to do it with. Have you Have you any part of animal rescue or anything like that? Have you been involved in animal rescue? That you have to deal with these people and stop going on about the anti-travellers. The only one that's making anyone anti-travellers is the travellers themselves. They ran into a motherfucking field, leaving a pregnant horse that was ready to give birth and ran off. That is murder of two animals. Horse fucking shit. You don't want to know what I would do to them, because I would be arrested. If I sat on air, what I would fucking do to these people, I would be arrested now. And I'm not making no choice.
I'm with you on that. What happened, that horse and the poor fowl was deplorable. But it's one incident. And I know there's been a couple of incidents. But what I'm saying is 99.9% of the people that own and look after these horses, there's a few bad apples in every community. And that's what happened here.
It's not the first time.
But the conversation now is leaning towards this Irish tradition being banned totally.
I don't think that's right.
There is nothing wrong with horse sulky racing. Now, bear with me. I understand.
There's nothing wrong with sulky racing. There you go. That shows the limit of your intelligence. There's nothing wrong with sulky racing.
Let me finish. I'm not just going to let you control this.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. It's my podcast. I'll control what I want. Thanks.
I understand that when they're on the N11, the N7, the N50, the M4, wherever it might be, that's dangerous not only to the people on the road, but also the horse itself. I don't agree with that. However, there needs to be somewhere for these people to go.
No, there doesn't. Why? Go on, Jenny.
What is the law doing for? What are the guards doing? And I was fine. The guards ought to be paid off.
Will you let me finish? Horse sulky racing has been an ongoing thing in this country for over 200 years. And now it's depleting because the whole place is getting built up and they're not being looked after. And it is still a tradition within the travelling community to race these because there's bets put on and all the rest of it. So they have nowhere to race their horses. So I understand. In some cases, it might be a group of young lads acting the bollocks. In other cases, it's a genuine race. You have to understand that. There's a difference. And I'm against the young lads that need to abuse the horses.
It is a barbaric tradition, and I use that word very loosely. It is barbaric. And I don't care what you say. Well, it only happened yesterday. I've seen one of this before, and I almost stopped the car and got out of him and beat the shit out of him. I can't even say what I would do. But it is
like I said earlier on, it's also barbarism then, if that's the case, to whip a horse up and down Leopard's Town, to race greyhounds. People need to be
I would imagine Jenny doesn't support horse racing, do you, Jenny?
I would protest against it.
Yeah, so there you go. Your little argument. So hang on, your little argument.
Unlike Jeremy, you're staunch in your belief that if you're going to do that, then all animal racing should be stopped.
It's not about me. As I said, your little argument that you had set up there ready to go, thinking that she was going to say she goes horse racing, she actually protests against horse racing. So again,
you're the one that called me back after hanging up. Again, fucking welcome.
Well, no, sorry, I didn't call you back. It wasn't me that called you back. It was actually Amanda. It was actually Amanda that called you back because Jenny wanted to speak to you. That's how the show works. Anyway, have a good one, Terry. Good luck to you. Oh, he's gone again. And Jenny, fair play to you. We're well able to put it up to him. That's it.
That's when my friend Debbie said, get Jenny on. I am not the one to flick with.
No, I wouldn't piss you off. I wouldn't get on your wrong side, I have to say. Definitely not.
I wouldn't get on my own wrong side.
Fair play to you. I love people who are passionate about animal welfare, and that is you. Fair play to you.
100%. I work on it all the time, and I know a lot of people that work with it, and I just pulled men and women from my lovely horse yesterday that had to go out and see this once again. And this whole race thing and anti-travel, oh, we're on to travel. Go fuck off, would you? Stop with the race card.
There you go. Go fuck off. Jenny for president. Okay, thanks, Jenny. Have a good one. Bye-bye, bye-bye. By the way, is this your first time on the podcast? Oh, she's gone. Now she hung up on me as well. Everybody's out there hanging up on me. Jenny is absolutely brilliant. Dave says, Terry is a shining example of what happens when the sperm goes into the egg first. Into the egg's tail first. He seemed to have a big hang-up on me going to the dogs like 8 years ago or whatever. Anyway, we're laughing and joking now, but there is a very serious side to this. And what happened to Anne and the foal is absolutely horrific. And I hope the authorities give it its due attention and do bring to justice the people that are responsible for that, because the vast majority of the population are horrified with what happened yesterday. The vast majority of the population want to see sulky racing banned from our roads. Take them off the roads. Now, just before we go, I did promise you at the start of the podcast that we would give away another one of our Opinions Matter coffee mugs. They are literally flying off the shelves, only you can't buy them, but we will sort that out. I have details about that next week. But you can get one for free, absolutely free. Here it is. Here's the coffee mug. It's a travel coffee mug. Great quality, I have to say, and they really keep the coffee or tea, whatever your preference is, long. Warm for a long time. So here's what I want you to do. It's a simple question. What did Terry, who was on today's topic, what did Terry suggest that our taxpayers' money should go on? It was about 10 minutes ago he said it. What did Terry suggest our taxpayers' money should go on? If you know the answer, WhatsApp the answer to us, 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. And we'll pick out a winner on the next episode of Opinions Matter. What did Terry suggest our taxes should go on? WhatsApp us that answer right now. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, if you can subscribe to Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another episode.